Mr. Robin.
Hey, Bob.
This is the contentious show. I'm sitting a little further from you than normal. This is the show.
I have my shoe in my hand ready to throw it at you if I have to.
I feel like something special is going to happen on the
show
today. Okay,
maybe it'll end in tears.
You are about to embark on the journey of a lifetime. A journey that will take your voice to heights you've never dreamed possible. You will own and control a voice of power, clarity, and beauty. You will learn to sing high and low with no stress, no strain.
High and low.
I'm ready.
Oh, my Lord.
I was doing a little search on speak singing, because this is what sort of the show is all about. You're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan with Robin Hilton.
Yep.
And we are doing a show about what we call speak singing, and I'm not sure what the rest of the world calls it, but it's that sort of stuff where the singer is just not belting it out. Let's start there. We can agree on that.
Right. Okay.
And when I did that, I searched and found... found him.
That website for how to learn how to sing.
I think it's speaksinging.com.
Speak like you sing.
Speak like you sing.
Speak like you sing.
.com.
Yeah, and we really didn't even know when we started talking about this. The more we talked about it, the more we started wondering, well, wait a minute, what exactly is speak singing? We put a call out to our fans, and we have the greatest fans in the world. And among the comments was one from a woman named Abigail, who says, well, in my family, we call this Rex Harrisoning.
And she, Mr. My Fair Lady.
Yeah, and she included this link.
What in all in heaven can have prompted her to go? After such a triumph at the ball, what could have depressed her? What could have possessed her? I cannot understand the wretch at all.
I think I'm beginning to see glimpses into my life a little bit, because I am a lover of speak singing. And I'm going to let me play you something that did a great piece of music.
Standing on the corner, suitcase in my hand. Jackson's corset, Jane is in her vest, and me, I'm in a rock and roll band. Huh. Riding a studs back at Jim.
Quintessentials.
Yeah.
And one of the greatest songs of all time, Sweet Jane.
I can't disagree with that. You're a huge Lou Reed fan, and yep. I've never been much of a Lou Reed fan. I mean, he has some songs that I love. But yeah, when we went around and started asking people, he was the one artist everyone universally agreed on when it came to speak singing. He's it.
Yeah.
He is what you think of, for sure.
Yeah. Let's hear just a tiny bit more, okay?
All right.
And you know, the first time I ever sang in front of people in my life was this very song. That's how much I love it.
And
I did not phase
singing?
Me to do it. Did not. Yeah, well, there's that too.
And both of them save their monies. And when they come home from work, ooh, sitting down by the fire. The radio.
Now, is he singing here, or is he speak singing, or is he just speaking?
We had a really hard time defining.
I'm going to go through a bunch with you.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. I think I'll just say yes and no. I mean, it's to me, it's speak singing. It's speak singing to me falls somewhere in between speaking and singing. There's an implied melody, but it's words that have the more of a rhythm that's reminiscent of actual speaking. You know, it's sort of a loose, like speech-like rhythm to it, as opposed to long held out notes. You know, the melody stays around in about a 2 or 3 note range. Mm-hmm. I mean, his voice is going ever so slightly higher and lower in there, but it's definitely speak singing. So
we did a blog post. We have gathered a bunch of stuff. Why don't you read something?
Yeah, we asked listeners, what do they think about speak singing, like it or not? And I think they were split. The comments seemed to say maybe lean in my favor of not liking it as much, but almost everyone who said they didn't like it had an example of one they did like. But here's one guy who goes under the name Brain Rush, who says, I have a playlist in iTunes dedicated to speak singing. He has a folder that has all of his favorite speak singing.
Hey, buddy, you can come over to my place anytime.
And he says that there have been a number of recommendations in the comments section that he agreed with, among them Lou Reed, Leonard Cohen, William Shatner. And William Shatner, I have to say,
is probably the one you're going to like, right?
I do like. And I think, well, we can talk about why I like it after we hear a little bit. How about that? Right. This is William Shatner doing the song Common People.
Oh, I love this.
She came from Greece. She had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye. She told me that her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have a rum and Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And in 30 seconds' time, she said, I want to live like common people. I want to do whatever common people do. I want to sleep with common people. I want to sleep with common people like you. Well, what else could I do? I said, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start it somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you've got no money. She just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah? Well, I can't see anyone else smiling in here.
Are you sure?
You want to live like common people? You want to see whatever common people see? You want to sleep with common people? You want to sleep with common people like me? But she didn't understand.
She just smiled and held my hand.
Now, look, I love that tune. We've put this on our show before, but I think of this as novelty, that it's William Shatner and he's a shtick, you know? It's his thing, and it works so much better because of his delivery.
Yeah, I totally see why you would call this novelty, and it is funny. I like it because it's just good fun, but I did find that every exception of a speak-singing song that I came up with for myself, every one that I actually liked, I found was usually pretty funny. It was something that I couldn't quite take seriously, and as soon as it became a serious meditation of some kind, it suddenly began to feel a little pretentious
right,
or something.
Battle of the songs in. Okay. Right. Pretentious. So where would you come down on this guy? Jonathan Richman, The Modern Lovers, right?
Absolutely speak singing.
But you like
Jonathan Richman, but I think the stuff of his that I like most are the more playful songs that are just sort of fun and funny. I was dancing in a lesbian bar or...
You were?
Yes.
Oh, the song. The song.
The song I was dancing in a lesbian bar. You know, I think of him as just good fun, but actually, yeah, this is...
But you wouldn't call this pretentious, right?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I think one of the things that I find in these speak singing songs is that lyric guy me, less so lyric guy you. Mm-hmm. So it's natural that I would be attracted to it. I'm not a crazy fan of like overly dramatized singing. Mm-hmm. And so what you think of as pretentious when someone speaks those words, I find pretentious or in that zone when someone over dramatizes those words, which is really curious.
Even if they're actually singing a melody.
So if they take a song and they belt it out, like I don't like those kinds of things as much. Those are the things that repel me. So here's something. And the guitars are doing it too, but that's another
There's
whole
no
story.
There's no reason to get ugly here, Bob. Yeah. You know, we're all friends here. I of course love U2 and just think this is one of the greatest bands of all time. But I totally get what you're saying. Bono, as much as I love his voice, he throws in a lot of those breathy just before he sings it. You know, it's just like he's feeling it so much. Right. And yeah, it's a little cheesy. I get what you're saying, but let's stay focused specifically on the speak singing and away from some of my personal favorite bands.
But I think I find it fascinating that the thing that attracts me is the understatement, what I think of as understatement. But to you, you see it as overstatement because it's spoken.
Whereas, I have so where to much me, to say. I'm just this poet and I'm filled with so many words.
That's how you see speak singing, yes. Yeah. And I see the other as I want to just shout it to the world with full lung capacity,
yeah,
much like opera would be. And in fact, could we call Tom Heisinger down here, Mr. Classical Music, and get him down here? Because we've been talking about this in the office, and I bet he'll have some examples for us. I hope everybody's coming along for this ride. My favorite ringtone.
And by the power of radio, Tom Heisinger joined... he joins us now.
I'll turn this off.
What is that anyway? We hear this go off in the office at the greatest of moments. Okay, it's your ringtone here.
That is
and you are Tom Heisinger.
That's right.
Covers classical music.
And that was Mark Wrightson, this famous Russian bass who was his heyday was in the 1940s and 50s, and he's singing this opera aria Le Veau d'Or, the Golden Calf from Gounod's Faust. So it's even though that opera's in French, he's singing in Russian.
I can't tell you how many years I've been hearing that ringtone now, and I never have grown tired of it.
It's always
so much.
It's a total hoot. So just before you got here, two things happened. We came to this realization that when Robin hears speak singing, he thinks of it as bigger than thou, you know? And for me, I want the opposite.
Speaking of too much, yeah. And we thought of opera.
There is nothing in my mind that gets bigger than all of that. And opera also has this history of speak singing different terms.
You know, an opera, this kind of half singing, half speaking thing is actually really important and can be super, super expressive. The general term for it is recitative. Or recitativo. And it's really how the plot advances. You know, the characters, they speak to each other through song. I mean, sometimes like outright melodies, arias, duets, quartets, whatever.
But it's also a way to convey a whole lot of information in a really short time, would you say? Or
well, yes, but they also do it in a way that is in recitative, which is this half singing, half speaking, and they're singing pitches. But they do it in this kind of loose, natural, speech-like rhythm, and that's a way to express feelings, but also to carry the plot along, to carry the story along.
Like Lou Reed.
I think I got in the middle of something here, right?
Yeah. Can you play something for us? Give us an example
of
a recitative.
You know, let's just go back to Mozart's opera, The Marriage of Figaro, and here we'll hear a little bit of recitative, and then it'll go right into this little duet. And here, just to set the scene, it's Figaro and his betrothed, Susanna, and they're discussing this new bedroom that the Count has given to them and whether they like it or not.
Certo, a noi n'accede generoso il padrone.
Io per me te lo dono.
E la ragione?
La ragione l'ho qui.
Perché non puoi far che passi un po' qui?
Perché non voglio. Sei tu mio servo, no?
Ma non capisco perché tanto ti spiace la più comoda stanza del palazzo.
Perché io son la Susanna e tu sei pazzo.
Grazie, non tanti elogi. Guarda un poco se potresti star meglio in altro loco. Se a caso, madama, la notte ti chiama. Madama ti chiama.
And so there you have it. It goes right into that little duet.
And I've been thinking about something, about all of the speak singing songs that I totally love. They do just that. Can I just play something?
Sure.
Remember the moment in Sweet Jane where Lou goes from
standing on the corner
and he speaks singing away.
Suitcase in my hand.
Well, the moment comes in this song and every one of those songs that I love where they break into the song. And it's just what happened when you played the recitative. And there's something in that turn from the speaking to the real singing that gives the speaking more power and the singing more power. And that's what, to me, is the key to all this. So when Lou's about to do this...
Ladies, they rolled their eyes.
It's the recitative you just played, don't you think? Or yeah, am I just crazy?
No, I think it's right. Yeah.
There's something in, and it's just like quiet music to loud music, why it's so great to have dynamics in music to get the opposites. And I think that to me is the ultimate attraction to me in the speak singing stuff.
I see the drama in that and the appeal in that, yeah.
Some people, when they're talking about classical music speak singing, they talk about the Sprechgesang or the Sprechstimme. And that's more associated with a newer type of music, the turn of the 20th century that Arnold Schoenberg developed. And if people know any Arnold
newer in your world, I mean, it's still certainly 60 years older than anything we've played.
And the big piece there is Pierre Lunaire from 1912, and it's a setting of these German translated poems by this French guy. And let's just hear a little bit of the very top of it. This poem called "Moon Drunk," and they don't call it a singer; they call it a speaker. It's usually a speaker, but you know, she is singing pitches, and she's singing "The wine which through the eyes we drink flows nightly from the moon in torrents."
Den Wein, den man mit Augen trinkt, gießt nachts der Mond in Wogen nieder, und eine Sprengflut überschwemmt den stillen Horizont.
Very much art song. I mean, this woman can belt it out and sing. You can tell she's got it in her, where a lot of rockers, you couldn't necessarily say that, right?
Right, the pitches are determined, but it is, again, just it's really quite a bit like recitative that we heard in the Mozart. It's just updated.
It feels much more elongated. The notes feel more connected than they did.
Yeah, not in his serialist style, the 12-tone style. It's atonal, but it's not in that formula that he created. But nonetheless, it's kind of half and half. Mm-hmm. Half singing, half speaking.
Are you attracted to it? Do you like that?
I do. Yeah. I actually do.
See, I actually like opera, too, and I think it helps that I can't understand a word that they're saying, because it's just music to me, a music with a melody. Whereas if I understood it, it might feel more like, okay...
That's no different than Ziegler Ross, though. You don't know what.
Exactly, or you know, Loveless. The My Bloody Valentine record. You can't understand a word on that record, but it's a brilliant, brilliant record.
Thanks, Tom.
Call anytime.
We'll hear that ringtone.
All right.
You know, hearing Tom talk about the performance of this story with these spoken parts, it makes me think of another thing that I guess I don't like as much about speak singing, is that I feel like the further you get away from the melody, the more it just becomes performance art. You could just have someone standing up on stage, banging on a can, and speaking their poetry to the...
Poor performance artists, which you all write to Robin and tell him that you're not all naked. Oh, you didn't say naked.
I didn't, but yeah, let's go ahead and throw that detail in, too. But you know, then I have to turn around and say, but I love Laurie Anderson.
I was going to say, you embrace Laurie.
Yeah, I love Laurie. And is she not the...
Quintessential performance artist.
And I've tried to make sense of why I like her as much as I do when I normally don't go for this thing. And I think it's because I heard her at the right time in my life. I was, when this record that she did called Mr. Heartbreak came out, I was in high school and I just had never heard anything like it, and it was just funny and weird and so arresting to my young ears, and I'm not sure that I would react the same way today. But
well, I have to say that you could have had the exact opposite reaction living in the middle of Kansas. You could have heard this thing and said, this is weird, and turn it off, but there's something in you that was attracted to it. And a whole nother show another time is going to be music that you heard at just the right time. But
that's a great idea. I want to
write that down, Dan.
Intern, my fingers are tired. Write this for me.
So would you play something?
So this is from. So this is Laurie Anderson from Mr. Heartbreak. Let's listen to Blue Lagoon.
used to wonder who I'd bring to a desert.
I would say another quintessential speak singing artist, Laurie Anderson, for sure. This is a very long story she's telling here, by the way. We'll put the whole thing up online for everyone to hear. But yeah, I really connected with this as a kid, and I think it was just such a novelty, but in a artful way. I don't mean novelty like gimmicky.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and she's one I realize now, of course, of many exceptions to my rule about speak singing. And when I was going through all the listener comments, I was actually reminded repeatedly of lots of different speak singing songs and artists that I like. And I want to play another one. This is a great song, I know you love it, from Suzanne Vega called Tom's Diner.
Sure.
The man to pour the coffee, and he fills it only halfway. And before I even argue, he is looking out the window at somebody coming in. It is always nice to see you, says the man behind the counter to the woman who has come in. She is shaking her umbrella, and I look the other way as they are kissing their hellos, and I'm pretending not to see them, and instead I pour the milk. I open up the paper, there's a story of an actor who had died while he was drinking. It was no one I had heard of, and I'm turning to the horoscope and looking for the funnies when I'm feeling someone watching me, and so I raise my head.
Again, another example of, there is definitely a little lilting melody in there, but especially in that da-da-da-da, but it's her style of singing is sort of like Leonard Cohen's. It's in this sort of flatter range, so it feels more like it's spoken.
Okay, but when I brought up to you, why not hip-hop or rap? You looked at me like I was from Mars.
Rap is its own thing. It's, I just think it's so completely different. Not even in the same family. It's it's all about the lyrics, sure, but it's not stitched to a musical chord progression. It's more rhythmic. It's attached to a beat.
I guess it's totally rhythmic.
It's percussive. It's attached to a rhythm.
But yet those words, when they stand alone, don't feel pretentious to you, spoken.
Not really.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's fascinating. I don't know that there's an answer, but in everybody who's listening, perhaps there's a little thought for them. Like, does somebody saying a lyric to you feel more, you feel more connected to, or you feel like it's, they're blowing more smoke, you know?
I'd rather just as soon not know what they're saying.
Or as the headline in the blog post, with the kid with his arms folded looking exasperated said,
just sing the damn song. Yeah, when I picked that photo, the search term I used to find it was exasperated. Again, there are a million exceptions to everything that we're talking about. I'm sure there are a million artists that we're not mentioning that people are wondering why we didn't. But what are some current ones? I know Bob, because I always know, oh, Bob's going to love this.
Saturday night, I went to see a concert in New York, and it was by Mountain Goats, John Darnielle. And he played with a medieval quartet of women singers as his backup, arranged by Owen Pallett. If I look at my library of stuff, of people who would making music these days and still making great vital music, Mountain Goats are certainly one of the ones. So why don't we play Love, Love, Love from the Sunset Tree. How's that?
Great.
King Saul fell on his sword when it all went wrong. Joseph's brothers sold him down the river for a song. And Sonny Liston rubbed some tiger balm into his glove. Some things you do for money, and some you do for love, love, love.
Robin just apologized. He's mildly cringing, though. He appreciates the words.
Yeah, I...
Robin. Never gonna work out.
Raskolnikov felt sick, but he couldn't say why. When he saw his face reflected in his victim's twinkling eye. Some things you'll do for money, and some you'll do for fun. But the things you do for love are gonna come back to you one by one. Love, love is gonna lead you by the hand.
You can't begin to imagine how hard I have to concentrate to just even listen to the lyrics and think about what he is saying. And I think that's one of the things that reasons I don't connect with lyrics as much is because I have to focus on them so much to know what they're saying. Whereas I think of music as something that's very, you know, you lose yourself in it and it sort of takes you away. Me trying to appreciate what was great about this song, which is obviously the lyrics, sort of turned it into homework for me or something, you know, and less of the sort of more heartfelt, you know, from the heart experience.
All right. Right. So speaking of the heart, we've got to go out on something we're going to unite on.
Well, I don't know if we're going to come to agreement.
I'm going
to
do it. I'm going to do it. Okay. I've got it.
Okay.
This is what I get paid the big dollars for.
This is why you make...
This is why I have SARS.
This is why you make hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month.
Right.
Just play the damn song.
All right. Right? You've already melted. You know I'm right. This is undeniable.
It's undeniably great, but now I'm trying to decide if this is speak sing.
Oh, come on. I'm playing I Am Trying to Break Your Heart. Speaking of heart. From Wilco. The tension is really worth it here, I'm just saying.
Not speak singing.
Oh, definitely speak singing. You
can't spoil this for me. This is one of my. I don't think this is speak singing, but
all right, I'm gonna open up.
We can agree to disagree and leave it to the audience to decide.
Dan Raby, you're our intern. You've been sitting here. You've been watching these two old fools fight it out.
Silently judging both of you.
No one's going to hold this against you, but honestly, no. Okay, that wasn't fair. Speak singing or not speak singing? That is the question.
This is like Sophie's Choice or something.
Yeah. It really is. It carries that much weight. Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm going to say it.
All right.
Speak singing.
Oh, damn. Fired! Grab me a coffee on your way out.
All right. When you comment on our page, everybody, go ahead and is Robin right or Robin wrong? I'm trying to break your heart. Speak singing. Do you love it? Do you hate it? Write us. And thanks for bearing with us on this. This is sort of fun one.
Yeah, although I didn't like ending on this note. You know what? Let's just listen to the song, and I'm going to choose to enjoy it.
That's the best way to go. And that, by the way, that Mountain Goat stuff, that's online, too. If you search Mountain Goats and Anonymous 4, you'll find this amazing concert by those people. So,
all right. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Robin. For NPR Music, Dan Raby, thank you for being you.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Robin.
Hold you in the Bible, black freedom. You're quite a quiet domino. Bury me now. Take up your band-aid, cause I don't believe in touchdowns. What was I thinking when we said hello? I always thought that if I held you tightly, you would always love me like you did back then. Then I fell asleep and the city kept blinking. What was I thinking when I let you back in? I am trying to break your heart. I am trying to break your heart. You still I'd be lying if I said it wasn't easy. I am trying to break your heart.
From NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.